First one, Psalms 91:15. This is what I did long time ago. I just had to be, I just had to be sure. When you believe in something, you know, you got an enemy that's going to come whisper in your ear. You got circumstances that will come up against you. And if you're not grounded and rooted in the word of God, that thing will shake you. That thing will move you. Amen. You know, they call it the acid test. Everything has a certain point where, oh, that's just a little bit too big. I can't believe that. I mean, we'll say we believe, but say you need $10 million by tomorrow. How many going to stand? Yeah, I stand. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amen. But how do you get to where you know that you know that you know you know? Amen. Psalms 91, verse 15. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. This God speaking now. This is the one that created the universe. This is the one with all power, y'all. Jesse Duplantis said when God took him to heaven, and you know, he met Abraham and he saw where the prophets stayed, the mansions where the prophets are. And I think he met Jonah. He asked Jonah, man, what was it like being in the belly of that whale? He said, you're focusing on the wrong thing. Oh, yeah, you're right. And he said, and when he finally got to the throne room of God, he said, so much power was just emanating from the Father. He said, that's how it sounds. He said, God barely moved his finger, just massive amount of power, just raw power. This is the Father God. This is our daddy. And he said, we can come boldly before the throne. Amen. We can come bold into the throne room. Now, angels, they got to be summoned. They don't just walk up in there. But, we can come boldly. My kids, they come to me and my wife boldly. I mean, I could be on the phone and go, Daddy. I mean, they're my kids, they're my babies, amen? We're the same way, we're his children, amen? He said, you should call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and I will honor him. I meditated that scripture over and over. I read it over, thought about it. I looked up words. I looked up the word answer. I looked up the word trouble. I looked up the word deliver. I had to get that into my shanana, amen, up in my spiritual, amen. Get that into my DNA, you know, my dunna, amen. I had to get it up in there, you know, DNA, dunna. I had to get it up in there, amen. So it would be this. I would know without a shadow of a doubt, God would answer me, that God would be with me in trouble. Amen. Turn to Joshua 1:9. Watch this. Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee. God is with us. He with you wherever you go. When you're traveling down the road, how many of y'all have been traveling? You done had to go into some sketchy situations and put up at some gas stations. You see all them thugs out there, but you on E, man. They out there. What's up, dog? You know, you try to be cool. What's up, player? The whole time you like, man, let me get up out of here, man. He with you wherever you go. Amen. He's with you wherever you go. You got to meditate this. And you got to get it down on the inside. I know that I know that I know. God is with me wherever I go. Wherever I go, he with me. Deuteronomy 31:6. All right, watch this. Be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Man, when I read that, God will not fail me. I just went over that part and went over that part. God will not fail me. When I'm believing God for healing, he will not fail me. When I'm believing God, I need money, God will not fail me. When I need promotion on my job, when I've been, there have been times I needed a job, guess what? God will not fail me. When I needed favor in a situation and it looked like it wasn't going to happen, God will not fail me. How do you get there? You meditate over and over. You look up every word. God will not. Look up the word fail. God will. Look up the word will. Look up the word not. God will not fail me. Amen. Matthew 28:20. And y'all fail. Okay. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the earth. God said, I'm with you always. I'm with you always. I'm with you always. Even when you don't feel like it. When depression tries to set up on you and it rears its ugly head. When sickness tries to rear its ugly head in your life. God said, I'm with you. I'm with you. Now that I was in that hospital and I was at home laying in the bed and listen, I would cough so hard and so bad. I told my wife just a little while ago, I said, when I would cough, it was so bad, it would literally make me pass out. I mean, I would cough so, it was such a terrible cough. I would pass out and I would come back too, like, man. It'd be almost in an instant, but I had no lung capacity. And it hurt so bad to cough. And every time it happened, I would confess the word. I'm healed. I'm healed. I'm healed. I don't care how I feel. I'm healed. Amen. John 14:27. I got two more. John 14:27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. I'm telling you, when adversity comes, you got to know this. Heart, you're not going to be troubled. Mind, body, soul, you're not going to be troubled and you're not going to be afraid. I refuse to fear. I refuse to be afraid and I refuse to fear. Jesus said, I leave my peace with you. Man, I take that literally. My peace, the peace of God. He said, I'm going to leave it with you. You can take it anytime you want to. Anytime you want, you can take his peace. You can choose to have peace in your life or you can choose to have turmoil. The choice is yours. Cause why? Because Jesus said, I leave my peace with you. Amen. And then he said, don't let your heart be troubled. Don't be troubled. Neither let it be afraid. You don't have to fear. Amen. Amen. Last one, Luke 1:37. Oh, I love this. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. It may look impossible. It may look like it won't happen. Come on, somebody. I've had some situations where it looked absolutely hopeless. It looked like there was no turnaround. It looked like, it was the end. But I tell you what, you can always go to the word and say, Lord, this is what your word said. I decree and I declare and I refuse to be moved. Lord, I sowed my seed and I thank you that it shall come to pass. Man, I'm telling you, there's not a situation that God can't turn around. There's not a body that God will not heal. There's not a bill that God won't just above and beyond pay. Come on, somebody. There's not a job that he can't get you. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. There's not a promotion that's out of your reach, y'all. Amen. There's not a wayward child that he can't bring home. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, we serve the King of Kings. Amen. You know, one of those confessions that Toya had me to read, and I'm finna wrap it up. She said, Therese, read your confessions. You read them over and over. And there's one of them. It says, I serve the God whose name is I am the Lord that healeth thee. Man, that struck me. I said, wait a minute. I serve the one whose name is I am the Lord that healeth thee. I serve the one whose name is I am the Lord who healeth thee. I said, man, that's his name. Jehovah Rapha, the one who heals me. And if you're in a financial crunch, you tell that situation, I serve the one whose name is I am your provider, Jehovah Jireh. Amen. You tell your situation, that's who I serve. Why? Because I have come into agreement with heaven.